You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zaccardi, and it's been a little while since I've hosted. I took some time off after our Out to Launch launch, and I'm coming back with an episode all on Patreon. And we're actually launching, due to popular demand, I wasn't going to launch again this soon, after the last launch that we had over at Out to Be, but I asked my audience and you guys wanted Out to Launch Patreon edition. So on this episode, I am bringing you a replay of an Instagram live I did all on how to know if Patreon is the right fit for you. So if you've been thinking about Patreon, listen up. This is the thing. Patreon is a great option. Even though we are in a time where things are a little bit more open than they were over the last year and a half, it is still really risky to rely on in-person gigs, in-person events, and in-person whatever else there is for money, for gigs, for income. And to be able to have an online presence is something that you really cannot go without these days. To be able to have income online is something that's really a non-negotiable. It should be a non-negotiable. We don't know what's gonna happen. Things are uncertain. Even if there's no hiccups and, you know, in-person gigs carry on for the rest of time, do you really want to be tied down to that? No, you want to have multiple streams of income, because in the event that something does go awry, just like we saw over the last year and a half, you need to have your butt covered. And that is where multiple streams of income comes in handy. This is why you need a Patreon. You need to consider doing a Patreon, particularly if you don't want to do something like coaching or teaching, as we talked about in the last few months on the podcast. So if you don't want to do that and you are going full in on your artist self, then you really want to consider launching a Patreon. However, it's not perfect for everyone. So this episode is going to talk to you about if Patreon is a good fit for you. If you have any questions about the episode, then you can shoot me a DM at Katie Zaccardi and let me know what your questions are. I'm happy to answer them. And you'll also hear me in the episode talk about our program, Out to Launch Patreon Edition. This is a 5-month group coaching program where you will build your audience, create your Patreon offer, warm up your audience to launch, and fully launch your Patreon by the end of the program. You will get strategy and mindset support so that you can do this so successfully, better than you ever thought it would go, and not end up with a launch where you put it out into the world and then you get two people who join and you feel like crap. So that is what we are avoiding inside of Out to Launch Patreon Edition. With the support of myself and the rest of the people in the group program, you will be able to launch successfully and bring in the income that you're desiring and create a community of super fans. All right, so you can head to katiezaccardi.com/out-to-launch-patreon for more information. Again, that's katiezaccardi.com/out-to-launch-patreon. And let's go ahead and dive into the episode. Hey everyone, I wanted to go live a little bit impromptu to talk about a big question that I think you might be wondering. Is Patreon the right fit for you? Now, you might have seen, but we are currently in the midst of launching Out to Launch Patreon Edition, and so you're probably seeing us talking about it and wondering, I think I want to do a Patreon. It seems like a lot of people are doing a Patreon, but I don't know if this really, really is the right fit for me. So that is what we are going to talk about today. So I'm going to go over 4 main things that are going to help us determine if Patreon is the right fit for you. Because the truth is that it's really not the right fit for everyone. Those 4 things are experience, audience size, commitment, and expectations. So let's go ahead and start with experience. So when it comes to experience, I really don't recommend, I'm just going to say right off the bat, I don't recommend Patreon for anyone who's brand new to a music career. Patreon is really better for people who already have established themselves, ideally people who have released at least 1 EP or album already. Because the reason for that is you do want to have a fan base. We're going to get to audience size in a second, but you do want to have some sort of presence and fan base. Otherwise, you're selling to no one. So if you are starting from literal scratch, it's going to be really hard to help make people be fans of yours with nothing to offer and try to get them to pay you for it. You see how that is really hard? Like, if somebody just showed up at your doorstep like, hey, I'm a musician and I'm gonna release music, but I was wondering if you wanted to pay me to be a part of a community before I even do anything. You'd probably be like, no, I don't know anything about you. I don't know what your music sounds like. I don't know your brand. I don't know the community you're trying to create. I'm obviously not gonna join this. And that is exactly what it would be like if you showed up to your small or non-existent audience starting a Patreon without actually starting your career first. So that being said, I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but if you are brand spanking new, that's awesome. I highly recommend starting with two other offers. Bree Noble's Rock Your Next Release is an amazing course to start to release your first single or album or EP. So I highly recommend that. Let me know if you want details on that. And I have a bundle called the Audience Builder Bundle, which is also great for building your fan base. You definitely want to start there. You want to make sure, oh my gosh, Bree just popped on. I was just talking about you, Bree. I was just talking about your course, Rock Your Next Release, because we're talking about if Patreon is the right fit for people. So again, if you have not released any music yet, you definitely want to do that first, and you want to make sure that you've built an audience. It can be a small audience, but an audience, a fan base for yourself, that you've really put yourself out there, that you have music to show for it, and that you've also established a brand. So like I said, if that's the stage that you are at, I definitely recommend Bree's Rock Your Next Release and my Audience Builder Bundle as starting points to help you do just that. Now, the only exception would be if for some reason you have built a huge fan base without releasing music, which I know is possible because some people can build followings on TikToks, doing TikTok, doing covers on TikTok or things like that. And so if you do have like a really, really big audience by some twist of fate before you've actually released music, then I would say it could still be a good fit for you because you've clearly established yourself. So that might depend. That would be like the exception to the rule, I would say. But generally speaking, if you're not at a point yet where you feel like you've got a couple releases under your belt, you've been gigging for a little bit, I know gigs have been hard in the last few years, but just generally speaking, and that you have an engaged audience, if you don't feel like you can check those three boxes, then you might want to hold off on Patreon for now, because if you do launch one, you just probably won't get the results that you're looking for, and it might be a burden to have on your shoulders to show up and perform for your Patreon, deliver their perks and whatnot, when there's other things that you really want to be doing first and for a small number of people. So that's the basics when it comes to experience. Now, you don't have to be like a huge artist to run a Patreon. Like, you can be an indie artist, you can have a smaller fan base. The point is just more so about how long you've been doing this for, and the fact that you have built up a foundation that you can then work from. So let's go to audience size next. So audience size is important when you are launching a Patreon, because with Patreon, it really has to do with the number of people that are in there. You want to build a community. It's not a one-to-one deliverable, and it's not even a one-off deliverable like a show. It's something that people are paying for consistently month to month, that you are showing up for consistently month to month. So if you might be thinking like, do I need a huge, huge audience size to launch a Patreon? And you don't. I don't really think you do. And the reason I say that is because I've had clients who have not had huge audience sizes, who have successfully launched their Patreons and gotten their ideal either number of people in it or monthly amount that they wanted to receive from it. It really does have to do with your expectations and what you want. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But all of that to say that you definitely can launch a Patreon without having what you might consider a huge audience, keeping in mind that numbers are kind of subjective, you know what I mean? So you do need an audience to do a Patreon. Go back to first point. You do need an audience because we can't sell to no one. And ideally, we want that audience to be engaged. But just to reiterate, it doesn't have to be quote unquote huge. The most important thing is that they are engaged. And that's why inside of Out to Launch Patreon Edition, we actually spend 2 full months focusing on that. One before the program starts, where we focus on growing your audience and really getting your audience to engage with you. And then another right before we launch, we spend a month really focused on warming up your audience and getting them to a point that they're ready for the Patreon, they want to invest in you, they're ready to actually spend their money. Because engagement is key. You can have someone who has an audience of 10,000 people who are totally not engaged and therefore won't actually buy from them, or you can have an audience of 1,000 people who are obsessed with you and who will convert. So it's totally subjective in those ways. I don't really like to compare numbers just like, oh, if you have a bigger audience, you win, because it's really not as simple as that. So the engagement is what's really important. You know, is your audience communicating with you? Are they super fans? Do they really love what you do? Even if it is a small number of people, that is definitely what we want to look for. And I'll also add that if you're thinking about joining Out to Launch Patreon, or you're thinking of launching a Patreon and you're like, I have an audience and they're kind of engaged, but they're not like quite where I want them to be, that's okay, because we can still, we'll work together on that inside of the program to make sure that we can start to engage them more. Again, build that audience, build a relationship with your fans, build that know, like, and trust factor. So we'll definitely get you there. But as I've said a couple times, it's really about that foundation. So even if they're not exactly where you want to be, or they're not ready to buy right now, if the potential is there, we could work with that. We can definitely work with that. So again, I want to stress that, like, if you feel like you have a smaller audience, don't get discouraged. I would really check the pulse on your audience and see where they're at. Because if you have smaller numbers, it doesn't mean that we can't get those people to ultimately convert into paying patrons. So size is subjective. I'm just going to say it one more time. And it goes to expectations as well. So we're going to talk about expectations in just a second, but first I'm going to talk about commitment, because you are, yeah, Brie commented, you are a good example of that. Your audience is not huge, but they trust you. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not, there's nowhere to hide, right? Like, you can go to my profile right now and see that I have like over 1,000 followers, but less than 2,000. And yet, I am bringing in the money that I want to bring in each month. I was able to replace my full-time income in music publishing and go far beyond that within a year of business. I have really great launches, you know. So those kinds of things I am able to do even with a small audience, because for me, my small audience is filled with engaged people instead of having a huge audience of people who aren't even paying attention. So it really does matter in that, you know, you never know what you're going to get. Numbers aren't everything. You really have to look at the quality of those numbers. Okay, so let's go back to commitment. So by doing a Patreon, you are committing to show up in a certain way every single month and every single week even. So if you're not ready for that, if you don't want to be like tied to something, or you just feel like, I want so much freedom, I want to be able to go completely off the grid for months on end, I want to be able to disconnect, like, for, again, months on end, or just not have to show up for a while, then maybe this isn't for you. Because when you are running a Patreon, you do have to show up pretty consistently. Now, you choose the perks that you want, so obviously you don't want to be choosing perks that you don't actually want to deliver. However, you do want to make sure that you are in it and you are ready for what your patrons are going to expect from you, and that you are prepared to deliver those perks each and every month. So you can, like I said, make your perks aligned with what you want to deliver. So you do have a choice there. It's not like it's totally out of your control, but you need to ask yourself truly and honestly, am I committed to showing up in this way? Including asking yourself, do I have the time and energy to do it? Now, this can be a really, really fun thing. And again, you can batch work. Hey, Michael, nice to see you. So you can batch work ahead of time. Something I do with a lot of my clients who are launching their Patreons is to prepare some of the things ahead of time. So let's just say that some of your perks include one live show per month. Another perk includes a monthly vlog that you do. And another perk includes a cover video that they get, maybe two cover videos a month. So the live show, obviously you can't batch work that because you're showing up live for it. What you could do in advance is prep a couple set lists and then just make sure that you have it in your schedule to be practicing, right? To be rehearsing, making sure that you're prepared for the show. The vlog, now that's something, maybe it's a monthly vlog, so you're not going to do it too far in advance, but can you work in advance? Can you prep the things that you need to prep for that vlog? Can you potentially batch work it? There are definitely things that you can do to make sure that you have some things in the vault so you're not feeling behind. For the cover videos in particular, you could record 4 cover videos in one day and, you know, get a backlog of those ready so that, yes, you're posting them each month, but you don't have to record them every single month, or you don't have to record them right before it happens, but instead you can be prepared. So there are ways around this. I want to assure you that it's not just that you have to, you know, be like on the pulse of everything all the time and you're constantly going to be working on your Patreon and never get a break. You can batch work stuff. You can make it easy on yourself is what I'm saying. But you do need to know the time and energy expectation and what you are willing to put out for what you want to get back. We had a question. We did a live Q&A for Bree's audience, speaking of, and we had a question on there where someone was managing an artist and she had asked, you know, hey, we're thinking about doing a Patreon, but the artist, he doesn't have any time to do anything. He has no time to do anything. We don't want him to do anything besides like write, record, and he's already showing up a ton on socials. So what do we do? And I was honest and I said, maybe this isn't the right fit for you, but you have a couple options. Either you can figure out how you can make use of the content he's already creating, or do something where like there's literally a camera guy following him around or following him to certain places so that you guys as his team can capture the content with it without him having to do any extra work. So he's just doing his day-to-day and maybe they create a vlog from it, or they create a behind the scenes video from it, or that kind of thing. And he's not doing any extra work, but you guys are the ones who are filming and then editing it. But most likely for indie artists, you don't have the luxury of a team who's gonna follow you around and take care of that. In this case, they did, but the real juiciness of this question was like, well, he's gonna focus on just being an artist. And I totally get that, but you also have to understand that, especially if you are an indie artist who doesn't have a team yet and who's doing it all yourself, you are everyone. You are playing all the roles. You have to do all the things. And I know that can be stressful, but also keep in mind that if you want to make money from this, it's okay to ask honestly, like, what do I need and where do I need to prioritize in order to bring in the money I want and to sustain myself? Because you don't have to be practicing all the time. I really do think that I get it and I respect when it's like, let the artist be the artist. But that's just not the reality for a lot of people. And I don't want to perpetuate the idea that you should feel guilty if you can't do that. So point being, it's quite normal for you to be doing multiple things. It's quite normal for you to be, yes, rehearsing, recording, showing up on social media, and running a Patreon, and that's okay. But ask yourself, how can I make it easy for myself? How can I do this in a way that's going to feel really good, that's not going to create heaps and heaps of extra work? How can I repurpose content? How can I be smart about capturing content? How can I make it a little bit easier to deliver this content? Because if you are doing multiple things, you want to make sure that you're able to balance it and not overwhelm yourself. So, and then again, but honestly ask, maybe if you are that person who is just like, no, I'm so consumed already with what I'm doing and I literally am not willing to put any extra time into running a Patreon, then yeah, this probably isn't for you. You might want to think of something else that's a good fit, unless you want to hire on some team members to help you with it. All right, so let's talk lastly about expectations. Here's the thing when it comes to Patreon. People, like, you'll probably hear people say, like, don't do a Patreon unless you have a huge, huge audience, because it's not worth it. And where they're coming from is a place that is based in reality, because when you are doing a Patreon, you are relying more on quantity of people rather than quality of people, so to say, because it's a lower ticket offer. So the high ticket offer, for instance, let's say you have a VIP package for your show and it's $500. Well, you could do that for two or three or four people and be making a significant amount of money. With Patreon, when people are paying $5 or $50 a month, then you need more people to buy into that in order to make up the same amount of money that you would with like a VIP package, right? So you'd need more people because it's lower ticket. And that's where expectations really comes into play, because if you are looking for a quick influx of cash, this is probably not your best bet. The reason for that is because it's not high ticket and it takes time to build and create. So we have 5 months inside of the program. The program is 5 months long, and we take 4 of those months to actually plan out your launch. The first is warming up your audience before you even start. The second is creating your offer. Then we plan out your launch and we warm up your audience for your launch before we actually launch. So it is a little bit of a process to make sure that your Patreon launch is successful, meaning you're not going to get instant gratification. And if you're looking for like, oh, the first month I launch, I want to make $10,000 and my audience is 300 people. Well, we might want to adjust those expectations, right? So it's really about figuring out what it is that you're expecting. Because if you have a smaller audience, but you're going for a huge, huge amount of money, well, maybe you need to do something that's a little bit higher ticket in order to actually reach those goals. I know that might sound discouraging. I'm just being completely honest with you guys. And I'm not saying this to say that you can't make a lot of money with Patreon. You can, but you have to be honest about your goals, your expectations, and what this is going to look like and be like. Now, Patreon is great for recurring income. So if you are looking for more recurring income in your music business, this is awesome. If you are looking for a little bit more freedom from having to rely just on live gigs or live in-person events, this is perfect for you. And it's a great way to do it without also having everything just be like virtual gig on Zoom, because we know people are pretty burnt out from that as well. So this is a great way to engage your audience, to create that community, to show up virtually, and not have to rely just on in-person gigs or in-person things like that. And again, lastly, just to really drive the point home, it is up to what you want and what you expect. Because if you are okay with making a little bit less and building upon it, or if you are okay with knowing that, because Patreon takes growth, right? Patreon takes steady growth. You're going to have a big influx of people when you do first launch. That's why we do launches. But then it's keeping up with it and continuing to grow from that. You can launch again. You continue to promote it each month, each week, and you continue to grow from there. So knowing that you're going to start from point A and you're going to grow from there, if you know it's going to be journey, if you know it's going to be something that you're working on consistently, perfect. You know that you're ready for Patreon and you know what to expect from it. Again, though, if you are feeling like, I just want like a super quick hit of cash, maybe you should do something a little bit higher ticket. And once again, I'm going to repeat myself, but it's not that you can't make money with Patreon. It's just about what you are expecting. There are a lot of people who are able to make exactly the amount of money that they want each month in recurring income from Patreon from the start of their launch. I've had clients who have done just that. So know that that is possible for you. And as long as you are committed to showing up for yourself, showing up for the launch, as long as you are committed and you know the expectations for how to have a successful launch, so you're committed to plan, take some time before you actually launch, to planning, to showing up intentionally. If you are committed to being able to sell and promote yourself, even if it feels uncomfortable now, if you're committed to learning how to do it and overcoming that block, then Patreon is a good fit for you. If you're not and you don't want to do any of those things, then maybe not, because you really can't sell a Patreon. You really can't get people in a Patreon unless you are committed to making sure that you create the best offer possible, that you communicate with your audience, that you show up for your audience, and that you promote it and you sell it and you work on those skills to actually get it out there and fill it up. All right, so that is the basics, going over the 4 points as to if a Patreon is the right fit for you. Let me know if you have any questions. If you're here live, you can put in the comments, or if you're listening to this on the replay, you can shoot me a DM on Instagram @KatieZaccardi with any questions you have. I know we went over several different things in this video, but I want you to ask yourself these questions to help determine if Patreon is the right fit for you. And if it is, I highly invite you to schedule your candidate call for Out to Launch Patreon Edition. These candidate calls are quick calls with me to learn more about you, to see if you're a good fit for Out to Launch Patreon Edition, and if you are, to invite you into the program. So the program officially starts in September and goes through January. So by the beginning of next year, you will have your Patreon fully launched. And I know that seems far away, but just like I said in this live, it does take time to create your Patreon, make sure that your offer is really strong, warm up your audience so that you get the best results. One of the biggest mistakes that people make is that they rush their Patreon launch and then they don't get the results. They don't meet their expectations. They feel like a failure. The commitment thing gets really messed up because then they're like, ugh, I thought I was committed to showing up for my Patreon, but now I only have two people in it and I actually don't feel aligned to show up in this way. And we want to avoid all of those things, which means that we're gonna plan and we're gonna do it properly with strategy and mindset support. And that's exactly what we do inside of Out to Launch Patreon Edition. So I can't wait to see you inside of the program. This is, by the way, for you if you are launching a Patreon fresh or if you have launched a Patreon before and maybe you had an experience similar to the one that I just described and you're just not really feeling good about Patreon or you want to get more people in it. This is also for you. We will help you relaunch your Patreon inside of the program. So the link is in my bio to book your candidate call, or you can head to katiezaccardi.com/out-to-launch-patreon, and that'll give you all of the juicy details you need. Thank you all for joining me today. And once again, if you have any other questions, feel free to DM me on Instagram at katiezaccardi, and we'll make sure that you feel super confident, or you can just book and schedule your call with me. Spots are running out. I'm not just saying that. I have about 10 calls on my calendar just for this week. And there's only a limited number of people we're allowing into the program because it is just me running it. And so we're keeping the group small so that I can make sure that I'm giving everyone the attention that they deserve. So I highly recommend that you book your call now if you are interested. And again, katiezaccardi.com/out-to-launch-patreon. You can also ask all of your questions on that call. So if you want to just go right ahead and book it, I think that is a great plan. All right, guys, I will talk to you all soon. Have a great rest of your day and can't wait to see you inside of OTLP. Bye.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Welcome to us talking about our podcast for a minute.
What's the name of that podcast?
That's Axe to Grind. And right now you're going to be getting a little taste of it, right down to the shaky microphone and all.
And my name's Bob.
And my name's Patrick, and usually we're joined by Tom.
Tom's the best. Tom has a real grown-up job that requires him to be at work, but we talk about decidedly not-so-grown-up things like...
hardcore music and things that people that like hardcore music tend to like.
So that could be the latest shows, revisiting classic material, talking about the new classics... all the little dorm room nonsense that you imagine from niche music podcasts that you either love, want to love, or hate.
Yeah, imagine all the emotions that you have towards a genre that has impacted your life, and then condense them down to an hour to 2 hours a week.
So triangulate your speakers, think about jumping off the bed, singing along, dancing like an idiot, and listen to Axe to Grind Podcast.